This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to approve the stopgap bill to fund the government through mid-February.
221. The nays are 212. The bill is passed.
The bill immediately went to the Senate and passed 69-28. The stopgap spending bill avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. Hawaii became on Thursday the fifth state to confirm the Omicron variant after New York announced five new cases earlier in the day. In Hawaii, the variant was found in an unvaccinated Oahu resident. As the White House pushes to vote against reimposing sanctions on the Russian-backed natural gas pipeline Nord Stream 2, it's been revealed Nord Stream 2 lobbyists made maximum campaign contributions this year to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrat lawmakers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Strange things were afoot at the United Nations in New York Thursday.
A standoff with police in Lower Manhattan leads to a man eventually surrendering, but not before he put a shotgun up to his neck while outside the United Nations, demanding that a bunch of paperwork he had with him be delivered inside to United Nations officials. A New York police negotiator worked things out, and the man laid down his weapon once the negotiators agreed to deliver the paperwork, but as for what it was...
They didn't have any specific meaning that was related to anything related to terrorism. They were medical papers and some other documents.
And the New York First Deputy Police Commissioner Benjamin Tucker there says they did end up taking the man into custody and they took him to a hospital for mental evaluation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Officials in Oregon are offering cash to locate the person or persons responsible for poisoning eight wolves in the eastern part of the state earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Whatever happened to the Hunter Biden laptop story? The laptop was forfeited to a Delaware computer repair shop just before the 2020 presidential election. Copies of the hard drive were given to the FBI, and the Department of Justice assured Americans it would be investigated. The explosive emails allegedly show candidate Biden was not truthful when he says he had no idea about Hunter's overseas business dealings, and Biden could be compromised with foreign nationals. Social media fact-checkers blocked the story, some assume because it could have cost the Democrat president his victory. Journalist with The Federalist, Eddie Scarry, was on Fox News early Friday morning with his take.
Yeah, America's favorite son in the news again. The story has kind of developed from being about Hunter Biden being this embarrassing, this embarrassment to his family, to his father, Joe Biden, with the pictures of the seedy hotels, the drugs, the hookers, and to being one about really what does implicate his father in foreign interests. And what we see is that there were these foreign actors that then went on to raise money for Joe Biden, for political purposes, and I guess that you would then say in a nutshell that this shows Joe Biden to be the word globalist. Or when we talk about what globalists are, and it's someone who puts their own profit, their own interests, their own power, seeking ahead of the country, ahead of the interests of their fellow citizens. That's what the Hunter Biden story has developed. It went from him just being an embarrassment to now exposing to how his father operates, how he's put his own interests ahead of the country's.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Now, we keep hearing that about getting America back on track, and maybe my question is what do you perceive as America getting back on track? I mean, with all that we've been bumbling through for the last almost year, ever since Joe Biden has been elected, and now there's things like, oh, we want to return to normal. Well, what is normal anymore? As chaotic and crazy as it's become, you know, the lawlessness that's in our streets, COVID, as all this COVID confusion continues and this new variant, this Omicron, are we going to just adapt and end up living with COVID much like we have done with the flu? Or, are we waiting for the last drop of despair and fear that the Democrats can, you know, squeeze out of it in order to get whatever more power and control that they can get their hands on? I don't know. But Sally Pikes is with us. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. And her finger, her whole being, for that matter, has been on the pulse of all this insanity. So I've been looking forward to talk to her, that maybe she can help us understand what normal looks like. Sally, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Bill, for having me. Yeah, really, who knows?
Yeah. I mean, you know, even the CDC, and I mentioned this with Liz Peek, you know, had said, about 3-4 months ago, the actual death rate of COVID was less than 5%. That's half of the number of a regular flu season in terms of deaths. You know, but you got to add in all these comorbidities. Now we're talking, over 750, 50,000 people have died as a result of some COVID-related. And, it's no wonder that we have this vaccine hesitancy, because the people are, you know, getting fed up of being, you know, deceived and further confused. We just don't know who to believe anymore, Sally.
No, exactly. And Dr. Fauci is out there. One minute he says one thing, the next minute he says something else. I mean, he acts as if now he's sort of the president in charge of all health care. Mm-hmm. In the U.S., but it is, I mean, as you say, I mean, many of the deaths are a result from people over 65 who have comorbidities. We're seeing, the number of hospitalizations and deaths in this country from COVID have come way, way down. And yet, you know, in Los Angeles, where I live, and San Francisco, where I used to live, I mean, you know, people are frightened to death, not only because they're afraid to go downtown to Union Square in San Francisco because of all the looting, which I guess we're not supposed to use that word anymore. It's racist. But right. I mean, really, putting still face masks, having to show proof of vaccination in Los Angeles City or in San Francisco, New York City, to show proof of vaccination before you can dine in at a restaurant. I mean, this is all, you know, government getting way out of control, and these public officials, you know, now are scaring everyone to death over, you know, Omicron. We don't know yet. I mean, we've seen some stats from South Africa and from Australia, saying, you know, the cases that people are not, you know, being hospitalized. That the
symptoms very minor.
Are very minor, yeah. And particularly for people who are, you know, fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was interesting, if not ironic. I mean, like 5 days before Omicron broke out, the headline was South Africa, no mask, no vaccines, no COVID. And then five days later, all of a sudden, Omicron comes up. We go, well, that's odd. You know, where did that come from? And, of course, they first said it originated out of South Africa. And, of course, they find out later on that wasn't where patient one started. But somehow it made its way down. So that just, again, gave credence to the fact that, you know, this spreads very quickly. But even what they reported in South Africa, to your point, exactly backing up what you said, is that, you know, very minor in terms of, you know, how this is not putting people in the hospitals. People aren't dying from it. You know, it's to me, it's like a minor, maybe a minor flu bug, I guess. And that's about all we know now. But meanwhile, you've got, as you say, you know, even the president declared that Anthony Fauci was the president. And like you said, he's out there. It's like Twilight Zone out there. It's like I didn't want to hear from the guy anymore. You know, he has no credibility in my ears.
No, and he should have retired several years ago. I mean, you know, he's. You know, but he acts like he is king of healthcare, king of America.
Yes.
I mean, really.
Oh, he is. He's the god of science, Sally. He says, "I am science."
Right. Exactly. Gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's
the arrogance.
And,
yeah.
Right. So,
but,
and then
but this
now,
is what
with
we're
travel,
dealing with. Yeah,
travel
but,
bans and things and testing everything. I mean, you know, we had planned. We haven't been on a vacation for 2 years and since December 2019 and. You know, I'm looking forward to going to London on December 27th, but we don't know if we'll be able to go now between the UK, Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
Countries. Everyone's going crazy.
Well, it's getting there is one thing. It's coming back now, according to some of these proposals, right? You're going to have to be, and then, of course, even before you get there, because you're in Los Angeles, you know, you're going to have to, you know, probably take a loan just to afford the gas to get you to the airport.
Right, exactly, and to get the right test, you know, it has to be the PCR test, not just an at-home test. So I mean,
right.
It's crazy. How can we get, you know, we need to get this economy back on track. And as you mentioned, gas prices, inflation, all of these things are as a result of government mandates and regulation. The whole supply chain issues, all those boats out in Long Beach Harbor.
Yes.
They can't get drivers because there's so many rules, you know, for long haul drivers. They can't get people to drive because they're not qualified under the vaccination and other mandates that are needed to be a long haul driver.
Well, it's union controlled, Sally. I mean, the union has got the squeeze on the state and on the American people. And Joe Biden, every time he talks about jobs, it's always, oh, good union jobs. It's like, at what expense? You know, at our expense, and I'm sorry. I mean, I've worked in the unions for many years, but I've lost a lot of faith in what the unions do because it's all about them. And my experience has been it mediocritizes people within the union, and it puts that, you know, that kind of characteristic on the rest of the labor force. And right now we got our labor force that's jumping ship. I mean, you got 4 million people last month said, I'm out of here. Well, where are they going, Sally? I mean, 4 million people just not working anymore? Are we going to look at another, you know, under the table, you know, black market labor force like we had with Obama and Biden? Is that returning to America now?
Well, I think it might. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter what city I'm in, whether it's Indianapolis, whether it's Pittsburgh, whether it's L.A., San Francisco, every single restaurant, store, drugstore, they all have signs of hiring right now. Come in for an interview. I mean, people, you know, some of the restaurants, you can't get a reservation. It's not because the restaurant is full. It's because they can't get the staff.
It's the labor force.
Do the, Yeah, exactly.
And then for some of these people, it's like with all this lawlessness going on, the smash and grabbing, it's probably going, well, should I apply for a job? I'm not sure how much longer they're going to stay here and put up with all this lawlessness that's going on. And you say you can't say anything about it because it's racist. I spoke with a black pastor earlier in the week, and I said, well, where's Al Sharpton? Where's the rest of these leaders of the black community? Why aren't they coming out to these areas and telling these young kids that this is unacceptable? This is not a future for them to come in and loot America's retail operations like this. This is disgusting, and they're going to pay a big price in the long run for it. We've got more from Sally Pipes after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
I'll I'll tell you, in the midst of all that we're dealing with, you know, this is a season of hope, a week of hope as part of the Advent calendar. And it's because of who we can really hope in and trust, the one who is always the same. I just love the lyric of the song. It so encourages me. Sally Pipes is with us. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute. And she was recently writing about Obamacare's marketplace embarrassment. Sally, this is so, you know, it's been such a mess. I mean, going back to, I hear Leader Pelosi's, you know, scary words that still echo in my mind that, you know, yeah, we had to pass it to find out what's in it. Well, all these years later, you know, it's been passed. We found out what's in it. It is a nightmare. And for all that it was supposed to do, I mean, remember, it all started. Oh, we had 30 million people, this donut hole of people that were that, you know, it this was Obamacare was going to solve that problem. And to this day, I've asked, I said, OK, of that 30 million people, what's the number? You know, have we moved the needle on that? Oh, we don't know. What do you mean you don't know? All this time and all this money? You don't know? No, we don't know. Is that absurd?
Right, exactly. As you know, I mean, I've been fighting against single-payer Medicare for All programs since I lived in Canada when the government took over fully the health care system in 1984. And I fought really hard against trying to educate Americans on what was in Obamacare, what it would mean for their health. And Obama signed that into law on March 23rd, 2010. And as you say, Nancy Pelosi, we have to pass this bill so we can find out what's in it. We found out what's in it. It's not, you know, here we've added last year, 2020, only 10.4 million people out of a population of 330 million people paid their premiums for an exchange plan. That is absolutely ridiculous. And now in the Build Back Better plan, you know, they're trying to expand Obamacare. They're trying to, you know, extend to 2025 the subsidies that are paid to that are available to people earning between 138 and 400% of the federal poverty level. This is going to cost, it's really welfare for the wealthy, and then they want to have this limit of no one could pay more than 8.5% of their income for premium. That is really, you know, this is a family of four earning over $106,000 a year. And the plans are expensive. Many have narrow networks. It's not, this is not in the best interest of the American people.
Well, and as you said, the honeypot at the end of it all is single payer. I mean, this is all big government telling you that they know better, whether we're talking about COVID or any other ailment. I mean, see, this should be a perfect example. This is how government handles health care. Look at what we're going through with COVID. What else do you need to know?
Exactly. Or look at the Veterans Administration. The VA is a single-payer health care system. Look at how poorly our vets, you know, have access to health care. I mean, I just saw recently that so few vets could even use that single, the private option. I mean, it's unbelievable. Biden fought Bernie Sanders, who is like the Pied Piper of single-payer health care, during the bid to become the Democratic nominee. And Biden said, I don't support single-payer. I support the public option, a government insurance plan to compete against private insurers. That public option, that is a stepping stone approach. Biden still believes that. All of these people are looking at ways to move this country to a government-run single-payer healthcare system. And look at Canada, where I'm from. The average wait last year from seeing a primary care doc to treatment by a specialist, 22.6 weeks, over 5 months. The American people don't have any idea how what that means for their long-term health if they can't get the MRI or the cancer diagnosis or the cancer treatment that they need.
Yeah, well, that's a lot better than in England. I had a friend whose daughter was diagnosed with cancer. And she says, okay, when can I see the doctor? Sally, it was 3 years. 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you tell somebody who has cancer that you've got to wait in the queue for 3 years? I mean, you're hoping the people ahead of you, you know, somebody dies that maybe you get moved up by maybe a year if you're fortunate enough. But fortunately, you know, her father's still here in America, so he brings her back here and gets treated right away.
Well, exactly. I mean, I was at my doctor in October for a checkup. And, you know, we started talking about, I had never been to this doc before, a single payer. And he said, I just like with my food, I want to either go to McDonald's or I want to go to a high-end restaurant, but I don't want government telling me where I have to eat. And he said, I have a patient who is an American and a Brit. She's a senior. She was in England. She discovered a lump in her breast. She went to the NHS They said, I'm sorry, you're too old. We can't do anything for you. She came back to Los Angeles, and she was in the hospital, and she was getting her surgery immediately. People have to realize when government is in charge, they're rationing. They have to ration care in order to meet their budget, and older people are the first hurt. I mean, look now under the NHS. 5.4 million people in the UK are on waiting lists, and the Secretary of Health, Mr. Javid, says there could be 13 million people waiting by a year from now because they haven't got the facilities, the docs, and the healthcare workers in order to deal with this. So, you know, this is really frightening. And Americans, my mom used to say, I hope you're not becoming one of those impatient Americans. I am impatient, and Americans are impatient. You know, we want doctors and patients to be in charge of their health care, not the federal government or the state government.
Well, you would hope that over the years things would get better. See, everything in the free market always improves. Once you bring the government into play, it's one size fits all, and it gets worse. And to me, it's so obvious. So there's such a broad amount of experience of the ineptitude of big government, and now you want them to take over a sixth of our economy? That you want to trust them with that? And especially again, I bring back the measure of COVID. They haven't handled COVID very well. You know, the best thing that happened was when Donald Trump was able to move heaven and earth and do Operation Warp Speed and deliver some vaccines. But that, you know, after that, the way it's being managed right now is an absolute disaster. And it's proving more and more, and even based on the polling, Americans are getting it, is this has got to be the most incompetent administration in the history of our country.
Absolutely. I mean, that's absolutely true. And I think finally the American people, in looking at the poll numbers, are waking up to the fact that Biden, you know, said he was going to run on a more centrist agenda. And I think the people in the big wheels in the Democratic Party probably thought Bernie Sanders was too frightening. We're better off going with Biden and pushed for him to become the nominee. But he is just a puppet of the Pramila Jayapals, the AOCs, the Bernie Sanders, of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. And I'm glad that Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, you know, are in the Senate, because I think they are the real reason that the Build Back Better.
They're a bit of a firewall for us. You're exactly right. I mean, without them, I mean, it would be over. And I mean, it's so close to being over. And I think this is what America, to your point, Sally, is waking up to realize, is that we're losing this great country. I mean, at every turn, America is losing. We're no longer winning. And we went through 4 years of where, boy, we were winning with the energy. We were winning at our border. We were winning with, you know, what was happening even in Afghanistan and other parts of the country. We had four Middle East peace proposals on the table, and all that has gone by the wayside in less than a year. Thank you very much to the Democratic Party and Joe Biden.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and the, you know, bringing the BBB down to, they say, $1.7 trillion. Well, the Wharton School has costed it out at $4.6 trillion because they did some skullduggery. They cut the, you know, extension of the subsidies, the drug pricing proposal, down to ending in 2025. We know that these programs, if they come in under a plan like this, they will not end in 2025. They will extend them, be incredibly expensive, and it will hurt the American people.
Well, it's because you already spoiled the people. You know, you've given them something. I mean, you give them cake, you know, and next year they want more cake. You know, people do that, which they get rewarded for. And unfortunately, they keep voting in these people that are crippling us and bankrupting this country. And what do they think's going to happen? I mean, does the worst have to happen, Sally, before they wake up and realize?
Well, I mean, we need more Bill Martinez's, more Sally Pipes exposing what this craziness is.
Yeah. Well, look, enjoy your flight overseas. Have a great time. Be safe. And enjoy your holiday, Sally Pipes. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Bye.
You take care. She's the president and CEO of the Pacific Research Institute, Sally Pipes, right here. It's just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives voted to approve the stopgap bill to fund the government through mid-February.
221. The nays are 212. The bill is passed.
The bill immediately went to the Senate and passed 69-28. The stopgap spending bill avoids a short-term shutdown and funds the federal government through February 18th. Hawaii became on Thursday the fifth state to confirm the Omicron variant after New York announced five new cases earlier in the day. In Hawaii, the variant was found in an unvaccinated Oahu resident. As the White House pushes to vote against reimposing sanctions on the Russian-backed natural gas pipeline Nord Stream 2, it's been revealed Nord Stream 2 lobbyists made maximum campaign contributions this year to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democrat lawmakers. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride and talk about rides. Our next guest has had quite the ride, best known for leading the team that brought Xbox to life in November the 15th of 2001. Fast forward 20 years, today more than 3 billion people play games around the world, and gaming is a $200 billion industry and the fastest growing form of entertainment. He's now celebrating the 20th anniversary of Xbox and all that it started, as well as celebrating the release of his new book, The Wilkes Insurrection. Robbie Bach, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks for having me on. I look forward to it.
Robbie, what an experience for you. I mean, what was it like at Xbox? I mean, here you're putting together this gaming platform before anybody, you know, really saw this. I mean, they just started to see that gaming could be something, you know, that could take off.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to describe it is it was crazy. You know, we were trying to create this thing from scratch. We started with a team of 20 people, and 18 months later there were 2,000 people working on the project, and everybody was just running to get things done by a certain date. It was, you know, as the leader of that group, I'm not actually sure I did a very good job because the team was sort of disorganized and a bit crazy, but very passionate about what they did, and, you know, they put together some amazing things, Halo, Xbox Live, things that have really sustained themselves and have helped build what is a super broad and super exciting exciting industry.
That's the nature of creativity, isn't it, though? Sometimes you got to have a little bit of chaos. I mean, it isn't necessarily paint by the numbers. So the fact that you were able to survive and at the end of the day produce, a whole new genre, you know, says a lot about the team and your leadership.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, and you're right. Creativity is not linear. It's, you know, in writing The Wilkes Insurrection, you know, I wrote 100 pages just about characters without a plot, and from that came a bunch of creative ideas, and suddenly you're building a thriller story. And video games are the same way. You know, you start with an idea, a concept for the game, and suddenly you're doing characters and plot development, and then you have to bring it to life on screen. I mean, it's a process that you can't diagram. It has to happen sort of organically.
And, of course, like gaming, I mean, and your book, The Wilkes Insurrection, the environment plays a role. I mean, what's happening around you, it obviously influences because you're trying to get ahead of the maddening crowd, so to speak, and give them something that's going to catch their attention, are you not?
Yeah, and you know, in the video game space, that was Xbox Live, a broadband subscription gaming service in 2002. Think about that for a second. Broadband barely existed, and subscription services were not a thing yet. And then you think about something like the Wilkes Insurrection. I wrote most of the book in 2016 and 2017, and I tried to write about things that would be a little bit on the outer edge of the possible. And, of course, 5 years later, the things that I thought were out of the range realm of possibility are actually things that are happening around us. You just don't know when you're creating things like that how things are going to develop and evolve.
Yeah, here it is, pre-pandemic. You're writing this book, right? But you're looking at the headlines, and they're obviously influencing, and you're looking out because this is what leaders do. This is what visionaries do, is they look out over the horizon and see what's coming. And it's uncanny, and I'm sure you probably, you know, think back and you read the Wilkes Insurrection, you go, wow, I didn't know I was that smart.
I think the thing that you discover when you do these things is the crossover between imagination and reality is not as far out as you think. And that's what makes creativity and creating something so cool, because you can imagine a future and imagine creating something, and suddenly there it is. I mean, when we started Xbox Live, we didn't have any idea that there would be this thing called esports where people would be playing games and other people would be coming to a stadium to watch them play. I mean, just imagine that. And, you know, in the Wilkes Insurrection, there are a number of scenes and things that happen that, you know, you'd say, well, that probably will never happen. And then sort of, oh, wow, this happened. It's a bit of a surreal experience, but it's what makes fiction so powerful.
Yeah, exactly. And for Xboxes, you started to see this. I mean, you know, 2 years down the road, the team has got this. You're doing live events. This is snowballing and generating some natural inertia that is absolutely homegrown. It's organic, as they say. And when things like that happen, it's just like creativity. You got a tiger by the tail here.
Well, and what happened is that our gamers, the people who were playing our games, became creators. And suddenly, you're not leading them, you're following them. And they are creating add-ons for a game, or they're creating new modes for a game, or they're creating content for a game. And what's really happened in the gaming space is it has broadened to the place where it's men and women, it's young and old. There are people who are players, there are people who are creators, there's some people who are both. It's just become this ecosystem that is incredibly powerful.
Robbie, what do you say to those people that say that gaming has become too much of a distraction? It occupies too much of the downtime of these young kids today.
Well, I think the first thing you have to say is, you know, that's been going on for 100 years. And, you know, each new form of entertainment, people say, well, it's taking up too much of our time. But I would say humans want to be creative, and they want to have that way to explore creativity. And so each new form of entertainment is just an additional idea for that. The second thing I'd say is, you know, a lot of this is about parents and parents having the opportunity to engage with their kids and to manage what their kids are doing and how much they're playing. And when we started Xbox, we were the first console to put parental controls in the box because we wanted parents to have that opportunity both to engage with their kids while they're playing, but also to manage the amount of time they do it. And so, you know, to me, I never try to blame the technology. I always try to say, okay, the technology can be put to good or to bad uses, and it's up to us to sort of manage it. I'd say the same thing. People talk about social media and how sometimes it can be destructive, and I think that's true. That's not social media's fault. That's just social media is a thing, and we have to understand how to use it for its best use.
About 2.5 minutes left here, Robbie. We're talking with Robbie Buck. He's the author and the originator. Well, he led the team that gave us Xbox, and we've been talking a little history of Xbox and his book, The Wilkes Insurrection. It's a contemporary thriller. I mean, this is amazing, Robbie, that, you know, to think of your background, sometimes you kind of wake up and pinch yourself and say, gosh, I'm a writer. You're a writer. You're a speaker. You go to college campuses, and you're speaking in some of these tough arenas that, I mean, there's some, you know, comedians, others that have been canceled that won't even get caught dead, or they might get caught dead on some of these university campuses, but, you know, you are well received.
Well, I think the thing that you try to do is you try to add value to people's experience, and it's not really about whether you're a liberal or conservative or what your point of view is. When I go to a college campus or when I'm writing in the Wilkes Insurrection, I'm trying to give people food for thought. I'm trying to provide content that makes people pause and say, oh, I hadn't thought about things that way. And when I speak, that's my role. My role is to inspire people to think about things in a different way and to pause and think about how they can approach a problem. And even in a fiction thriller like The Wilkes Insurrection, part of my job is to make people think. And when they get to the end of the story, they should say, God, I love that story. God, I love that character. And maybe I learned a little something about myself along the way. That, to me, is what creativity is about.
Yeah, you created this character, Tamika, that people are falling in love with. Are you surprised?
You know, when I first wrote the first paragraph about Tamika, I wouldn't have thought that. But as I developed Tamika in the story, she's now, you know, clearly the sort of the lead in the book. And she's fascinating because she's a biracial woman in the Air Force, which makes for a lot of interesting surrounding challenges for her. But more importantly, she's super human. She has failings, she has strengths, and I think what people appreciate in her is that humanity.
Well, Robbie Buck, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show. Well, we got to keep this conversation going because we could have a whole nother several segments just on some of your leadership seminars that you do, and I'd like to get deeper into that next time we have a chance to get together.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come, ye, oh, come, ye to Bethlehem.
A little music for the season, huh? Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Mike Haley from Focus on the Family is going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about dad duty, preventing violence in local school. You know, that's an increasing concern with all that we're hearing about the lawlessness. And, here we've got shooting in high schools, a sophomore. It's just heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking for everybody. Nobody wins out of this. This is the heartbreak of it all. But this is what happens when you turn your back on God and you think you have a better idea. I know it may sound simplistic, but look what happened. I mean, we certainly don't want to have the Ten Commandments in the hallways of schools anymore. We decided that back in the 60s, and ever since then, you know, our schools continue to go down, and then we're teaching things that parents are realizing that's being taught in the classrooms today with such arrogance and absolute ignorance of what parents' concerns are. Here we are, we send our kids to school thinking reading, writing, and arithmetic, and we find out that it has more to do about, social issues than what is going to help them in the long run. But the fact of the matter is that the violence in schools continues, and a viral story of a fight breaking out in a school resulted in local fathers stepping in for dad duty. You ready for that? Focus on the Family's Director of Community Engagement for Resilient Kids, Mike Haley, is with us. Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks. It's good to be with you, Bill.
Well, necessity being the absolute motivator for innovation, I mean, why not? Here it is. You've got these fights breaking out of school, and the dads step up, and which is good to hear. I mean, we hear a lot about the mama bears, but, papa bears are getting involved here with dad duty, right?
Yeah, it was an incredible story to see, having these dads take and form a coalition of men that are going to show up and be there, that are just going to walk the halls, sit in the lunchroom, just be present, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so often in the lives of these kids, especially in many of our underserved communities that we're working in, you know, these fatherless homes are a big issue.
Yes.
And so there's a real calming factor when dads decide to take on that role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fatherlessness issue is, boy, you talk about pandemics, this has been going on for a long time, and by experience, this is becoming, you know, quite viral. People are realizing the importance of fatherhood. Of course, the president of Focus on the Family, James Daly, was just featured in a movie, a documentary by the Kendrick brothers, kind of a rare shift for them. They're not necessarily documentarians, but they felt really compelled to tell the story of seeing the father. And Jim Daly's story was prominent in that documentary.
Yeah, Jim is who he is today because of men in the community that saw him, that took interest in him, that poured their life into him, that opened a place at their table for him and in their homes. And so it really is, it's very significant, especially for boys, you know, not you know, minimizing what it means for girls as well. But
mm-hmm.
boys need to learn, you know, that peaceful conflict resolution and things that other men can show a boy and how to venture through those tough times rather than just resorting to violence and fighting.
So when these dads, these local fathers came together and started, you know, as you said, roaming the halls, being there, you know, during lunchtime, recess, you know, just kind of keeping an eye on the kids, and they do this in shifts, right?
Yeah, they do it in shifts. They kind of come in and are just present every time the kids are there at a school. And it's not just there at Shreveport, you know, that we see this story. I'm working in a school in Fort Worth, Manuel Hada Elementary, and that principal invites the men to come in once a month. You know, come in early that morning in their uniforms, whether they're a police officer, a painter, a judge, and those men roam the hall, and she will literally tell you that on those days that those men are there, that they have no behavior issues at all. And so this isn't mm-hmm. just something we're seeing in one part of the country. This is something that more and more principals, more and more school districts are saying, hey, we really need to get some men involved. You know, because if you look at it, elementary schools are predominantly female teachers. And so mm-hmm. they're really trying to, you know, say, hey, community, what can we do? Can we get some of these dads that will literally just show up for these kids?
Yes. Yeah, and it's amazing, like you said, the power of being there, Mike. Wow. I mean, just being in the presence, that really says a lot. And I'm sure for the dads and the families who are partaking and participating in this are realizing just how important, you know, hands-on parental supervision can be.
Yeah, and it's a very simple thing. You show up, you walk the halls, you maybe read with somebody that's having some reading difficulties, you sit at lunch, you go out to the playgrounds, play soccer, you know, push the kids on a swing, whatever it takes. You know, if they're older, you just sit and talk about it. Hopefully get to know them, let them share their lives with you, find them resources that they need. Many of these kids are, you know, hungry, they have lack of purpose, and so these dads can come in and really breathe life into these kids with just sometimes the smallest of effort.
Exactly. Well, this has been a long time coming, and probably one of those things that people are kind of hitting their heads and going, why didn't we do this sooner? I mean, you have one parenting expert said it's no wonder why this simple but profound idea has been successful. It's backed by strong research. I mean, here we are. We're so scientifically sensitive these days because we hear about how sciences and statistics are so important. And we've had this research, but it's taken this amount of time to act on it. And then, you know, I find it quite rich that after the fact they're going, oh, yeah, we've known for a long time. Well, my goodness, you know, at what expense for the kids that have been without this kind of influence in the schools, you know?
Yeah, and I think the cultural message that men are no different than women has really kind of infiltrated our society to the point where people are okay with it. But I think people are waking up to the point that, you know what, there is something that a man can give both of his children, whether they're boys or girls, that a mom never can. And so
exactly.
just this just speaks.
And in just the same way, the opposite is true, Mike, that there are things that women can do that man cannot. That's the way God designed us. We are uniquely designed with a divine purpose in mind, and the family is most important to God, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact that a mom can pour into the life of her children just like a father can is going to help that child to become well-rounded and not only
yes.
know how to do peaceful conflict resolution, but also how to reach out and serve others and nurture them, those aspects that a mom shows her children as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you say, the research is there. I mean, households that are raised without a father versus houses raised without a mother. I mean, look, this is a two-party system. It takes two people to create the kid. And, you know, and I've often observed, Mike, that, you know, there's certain things in a regular household, they say regular household, if you can say that, where the mother and father are living under the same roof as the child. Even in that dynamic, I find it quite curious that sometimes a child will be acting up, and one of the parents, it's absolutely stressful for them. They don't understand it. It just drives them nuts. And then the other parent comes in and goes, oh, what's the big deal? Because that part of that child is of them, and it's natural to them, and they don't understand. But, I mean, they don't understand why their wife is so upset by it, and then they can handle it. And then when it's handled so smoothly and easily, the wife is kind of like, what the heck happened here? Well, this is the power of parents being in agreement, you know, and heading, you know, together, unified in the same direction for that which is good and right for the child, right?
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, I mean, the proof is in the statistics. When you take a look at dropout rate, when you take a look at incarceration, I mean, it truly is the breakdown of the family, especially the, you know, the absence of fatherhood when you look at incarceration. I mean, it's just astounding. When you take a look at the statistics of the men that are incarcerated, that have lack of a parental role model, especially the father.
Yeah, the other thing that you got to realize is that with these dads walking the hallways and participating in these classrooms and helping their kids along the way, boy, this is quite engaging, because even though the other kids, their dad may not be on duty that particular day, it's having an effect, I'm told, throughout the rest of the student body, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you're just seeing all kinds of behaviors that are changing. You're seeing kids gain a positive view of their personal future when they're able to talk to these men. And, you know, when you see a man that looks like you, whether it's, you know, they're white, black, Hispanic, that has gone on, that has become a judge, that has become a lawyer, it speaks life into you as well to see these role models that you may never have seen, that have become something that you don't believe that you can ever become.
Well, Mike Haley is the program director for Raising Highly Capable Kids at Focus on the Family and the director of community engagement for Resilient Kids. We got about a minute and a half. Tell our audience what Resilient Kids is all about.
So Resilient Kids, it's an evidence-based parenting program that we take into underserved communities around the country. We give 28 grants a year. We go out at the train-the-trainer model. It's built in partnership with Search Institute, and Search Institute has discovered 40 essential building blocks that every child needs to be successful, and the more of those building blocks the child has in his or her life, the more likely they are to engage, or the less likely they are to engage in high-risk behaviors, and they're going to do better academically. So we go into communities and we train individuals that are working with parents to understand, how do you come together, how do you know these 40 essential building blocks, how do you model them, and how do you bring them into your home?
Wow, this is awesome. And how's this working out now?
Oh my goodness, it's incredible. We just reached 30,000 parents that have gone through it. We're seeing decreases in violence. We're seeing increases in grade point average and reading grade levels. I'd really encourage people to go check out our website. It's capablekids.com. There's some incredible videos on there of some communities we've been in. We're just seeing phenomenal change.
Well, a focus on the families. Mike Haley has been our guest. Mike, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Have a great and safe holiday, will you?
Thanks, you as well, Bill.
You got it. Take care. God bless.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But
good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.